Hello? Hello, my name is Andrew with Customer Support. May I have your zip code?
03581.
03581?
Yes.
Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Why are you calling me?
Well, we're returning your call. Were you calling about an order or something you placed?
Oh, okay. Is this what's the name of this place?
Well, I need your first name. I can kind of check it for you.
Elaine. First name is Elaine.
Uh-huh. And the last?
Wood.
Okay. I do see an order in your name. Would you verify your mailing address?
20 RF Drive, Shelburne, New Hampshire.
Okay. Thank you.
581.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. One moment.
Is this Bite Hub or something?
Okay. Well, my computer's a little slow. It's trying to pull up your order. One moment. Okay, yes, ma'am. I do see on the account you ordered the Bites Hub. This is an app that helps you plan healthier meals.
I don't want this. This is not what I purchased. I had a survey I did, and I was supposed to be shipping for something, and all of a sudden I have this $59.95, and I do not want this. Thank you. I'm sorry. I would love that.
Okay. Well, now that you know what it is, it's an app that helps you plan healthier meals. Would you like to try it for $20?
No, I don't.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I understand. One moment. Okay, so we have the account closed out. You will get the email indicating that the charge has been voided. Can you hear me? Okay. And yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I sent an email saying that will not be charged on my credit card. I'm a widow and I'm 68 years old and I'm not able to afford to do this.
Yes, ma'am. The charge will go back to your account.
Okay. And I won't be involved in any kind of program that I'm going to get.
No, because the account is closed.
Okay. What is your name again? Thank you.
It's Sandra.
All right, Sandra. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support and have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.